Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. You're now tuned in with Chalk Mommy, Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show there is worldwide. Something strictly for the grown and sexy. Sit back, turn it up, enjoy the show. It's Rated X right here. Chocolate Mommy, let's go. Pornographic measures, bare back on the table with your legs up. I got the perfect size to fit your pleasure. Explore your inner thoughts till you climax. Beyond the booth, in the streets, between the sheets is where I'm live at. High notes over hi-hats, front seat of the coupe, the seats slide back. Snatch your hair steady, screaming how you like that. It's corny beating a pussy that don't fight back. Your man's a little man, he can't pipe that. Trivial lingerie, role play games with sexual favors exchange. If you can't handle this shit, yes, you stay in your lane. I'm more than just game. My performance a put, Mr. Marcus a shame. Can you get me smart off your brains? Off the charts and insane, no strings attached. You could be my every evening snack. Freak of leaks get smashed, hotel suites get trashed. Handcuffed to the bedpost, take it from the back till your body collapse. Double XL magnums for Jimmy hats. Too much friction, they snap. K-Y, I'll spit on the trap. If you see run dry while I'm hitting that, eyes roll back, lights out, mean it's a wrap. Phone chat till it's showtime like Cinemax.
It's a Mega the Man production. Straight from the gutter. JLJ Music Group. City.
Hello and welcome to Chocolate City Radio. This is your host, Chalk Mommy, bringing you all the chocolate you can stand. And my co-host, Princess Nay, is running late tonight. We're both under the weather. We both have colds or whatever. But it's all good. It's all good. Anyway, tonight's show is going to be awesome as usual. We have Keywon from the St. Lunatics, and it is going to be awesome. And tonight's topic is going to be who's more trifling, men or women. Everybody say women because we get away with things more, but I would say men are trifling. We just learn from y'all trifling ass ways, and we just beat y'all at your own game. That's what I would say. But you know, I could be wrong. But nine times, like 7 times out of 10, I doubt it. I stand by that. So what I'm gonna do is, and I got to tell you guys this. I am running a $100 introductory promotional package. And what this package is like something you guys cannot afford not to take advantage of. And it's going to end next Friday, a week from today. And basically what's going to happen is you get one song submission for my show. I'll play your song. 7 days of hourly promotional tweets on my Chalk Mommy account and my Chocolate City account, which has over 10,000 followers combined. You'll get 1,000 new followers added to your account within a 20-day period. Your password will be required. 20 custom automated tweets sent to your followers for 1 week, especially if you have music. Send your information by email and $100 to PayPal to m3paservices@gmail.com. That's m3paservices@gmail.com. If you have any questions, by all means, feel free to hit me up at chalkmommy03. You can hit me up on my fucking email, Chocolate City, Chocolate City 2010 @gmail.com, and let's do it. So for those of you that be talking big shit, y'all ain't got nothing but like 100 or something followers, y'all need to be the main ones taking advantage of this. And if anybody knows anything about my promo skills, then y'all know that my shit is the bomb. So I'm going to bring in Princess Nay. And now remember, both of us house calls, but my co-host is a little off, more off, worse than I am. So we're going to make her feel better. Ooh, damn. What a way to come on the show.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Nah, you fine.
Hi,
you fine.
Everybody.
Hi. You sound so bad. Oh, my God. You sound bad.
Oh, it's okay.
You know what? I'm not even going to fuss at you because I know that you couldn't open your eyes, so you couldn't see those two fire-ass blog posts that I put up this week. And if people were very observant, they would know that that was a two-part series to that blog. When you want to fuck someone, and is it wrong to fuck on the first night?
No, it's never wrong to do that on the first night. We've already established that in the last conversation.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about that. I think that if you're both grown and you know what you want, if you want it, get it. If you don't want it, move on and find somebody you want to get it from.
But you know what I had to speak on was that 90-day rule.
Oh, wow.
And maybe we could talk about that. Like, mm-hmm. Me personally, I can't see myself making a man wait 90 days to get him some pussy. I just can't do it. Because by then, my shit ain't never going to be bad, but... Like, what do you do when you wait 90 days to fuck somebody and that shit nasty?
You develop some strong arm muscles and then you get real, real pissed off because by the time that 90 days is up, you're going to be mad that you wasted 90 days waiting and anticipating something that is going to be straight blah. So you're going to be pissed off. You will slap your own self away in 90 days for that mess.
You know, that's just so fucking retarded. I ain't about to wait 2 days unless that motherfucker coming from out of town. Like, I'm telling you, I ain't waiting for no dick. Either you gonna give it to me, like, when I want it, so trust and believe, I'm about to bring out, I don't even have the black book, I'm gonna bring out the chocolate book, and I'm gonna start hitting motherfuckers off. I'm just like, that's crazy. Like, as long as I want to wait is if we go to dinner first and you got that attraction. And then once we get out the car, then I'm fucking you. Once we get in the car, I'm going to fuck you.
You're going to
give him
head in the car.
Oh, yeah, I might give him some head while he's driving. You know, I love fucking the dick while he's driving. Nah, we got guidelines and rules. We have guidelines and rules. Like, trust me on that.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, let me see. Oh, gosh, I've, like, been doing so much shit around here. Like, I need to be trying to reorganize my music and everything like that, I haven't, but it'll be okay. You know what? Let's see. I'm going to do something that I haven't done in quite a minute. Not sure what it's going to be, but it's something I have not done in quite a while. You know what? I was going to play Bend Over, but I can't even do that. I can't even do that. You remember Delicious from The Flavor of Love?
Yes.
Did you know she can sing?
Yes.
Okay, the way that you said yes, I'm going to take that as a no and keep it moving.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to take that as an oh. Man, yeah, I know that bitch can sing, but it doesn't mean that I like her song. That's what I'm going to take
that
as.
That's what that means. That is exactly what that means. I'm so glad you know how to read Princess Nay so well.
Okay, well, I know you like this song. I ain't even going to tell you what it is. I'm just going to play it. How about that?
All right. That works.
About me. No, it's not about you.
I drive a ladies crazy, cause I drive a Mercedes, and I drive They say recession, no depression to the bank, I'm laughing. And now they call me cocky, but tell me who's gonna stop me. Now tell me who's gonna stop me. Stop, 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 cause I done had the whole world jumping around. And I done had the whole world copy myself. So tell me how.
Home to you, I'm through. Can you sing the song for me, boo? We can cruise the world with pearls, gator boots for girls. The envy of all women, crushed linen, Cartier wristwear with diamonds in them. The finest women, I love with the passion. Your man's a wimp, I get that man a good thrashing. High fashion, flying in the Allstate, sexing me while your man. Isn't this great? Your flight leaves at 8, a flight lands at 9, my game just for wine. Lyrically, I'm supposed to represent. I'm not only a client, I'm the player president.
I got that good love, girl, you didn't know.
One more chance. Woo! Man, that makes me think of this dude I fucked and sucked his dick so good. That motherfucker was like, give me one more chance. I was like, no. I busted a good nut and I don't want you no more. That's fucked up, ain't it? Yes, I am the queen of fuck 'em and leave 'em. I throw my good tight pussy on you, might give you some felony head game, and then I disappear like a ghost in the night. Be like, deuces. So, you know, that's just how I do. I know you're going to like this song right here, Nate. I ain't even going to tell you what it is.
Amazing, astounded, love it when I pound it with legs in the air, backwards in a chair. We fuck here, we fuck there, like Janet. Anytime, anywhere, she scratch, I attack, she attack, face down, ass up. She want me deep when I fuck. No love, no love, she bust, I nut, she nut, I crush inside. She got a main guy, but a man's pathetic. I'm a busted baby, highly respected, energetic, pussy magnetic, my tongue's poetic. Have you screaming, oh God, like I'm prophetic. I'm an upgrade, baby. I'm synthetic. Now check it, my heart, you'll never get it. Might as well go ahead and forget it. She needed a man that separated legs like a comma. She got tired of the drama. She needed a change. She called me Obama.
With me, baby, right here with me. just up. Hey, swag. What up, baby?
Hey, girl.
You dealing with shorty now.
I'm gonna make you go
crazy.
Are you ready? You ready?
Let's do it. When I look you right there, just keep on your heels. I'ma keep on my night, yeah.
Fucked up. But at least I was honest. Right?
Man, I don't know. Women are just better at it. Men are just stupid. That's really what it all boils down to. We're just better at being trifling. We're better at multitasking than they are. So,
you know what? You're right. Because we could be fucking several different dudes and they would never know. A dude can't do that because he might spend too much time fucking Sally up the street, and then he know it takes him like 3-4 hours to recoup and bring some more sperm up, and then it's like when he get home to wifey and she want to fuck, he's like, oh, I had a long day at work. Motherfucker, she know. And what men don't understand is it's a gland in y'all nutsack. And when y'all don't fuck, it's full. So if you pinch the little nutsack, you can feel that gland. So what I used to do with my ex-husband, because he was a fucking cheater, I would feel that gland because this lady taught me that. All women know what the fuck they be talking about. So what I did was I touched the gland, and I make sure when he came in, oh, we gonna fuck, but I'm going to feel that gland. And if that gland don't feel like it did when you left, I'm straight smacking the shit out of you for trying to fucking play me.
Wow.
Yes, I'm telling you, that line is something serious. That is something serious. So, men, I'm telling you, females be on their shit. Don't be trying to cheat. Come home thinking because you washed your dick with the same soap she got at home that she ain't gonna know. Because sometimes when your dick is too fresh, we already know. When you've been at work all day and you come home, some type of scent besides fresh soap is supposed to be on that dick. If your ass work at a fucking factory, I better smell some dust on that dick when you come home. If your ass work at McDonald's, I better smell some motherfucking french fry grease somewhere you know what I'm saying? Somewhere. Or we going to have a problem. I'm going to give your ass a full piece and then come back and give you a half a piece and drop your ass. So let's not even take it there. Just remember, y'all created this game. We took it to a higher level, and we do it better. So with that, I'm going to play I'm On One. This is off of Murphy's Lee mixtape.
Cause I'm on one. The goalie, I'm on one. Cause I'm all gone. Baby, I'm all gone.
You already know I'm blowing on that keys. Got a bad hoe on her knee. Baby, treat me like the king I am. Baby, treat me like I need. I say, now I done probably seen some shit you would never see. Hoes you would never touch. Being who you never be. Shit. What they lying for? It's a SAG live show. And if you can't catch up with me, I'm wherever they eyes go. I am all of the above, the performer, the maestro. Freaking Moscato, ice cold. Just how all my nights go. These hating pussy niggas ain't gave me shit. Feel like Kanye in this bitch. You looking at the nigga who gon' make me rich. 30 NT, you see me, bitch. I'm on one. Nah, fuck that little nigga. I'm on two. We up all night with the fucking moon. That new shit coming soon. And you know I'm blowing on that quiche. Got a bad hoe on her knees. Baby, treat me like the king I am. Baby, treat me like I need. I say, now I done probably seen some shit you would never see. Hoes you would never touch. Being where you never be.
Cause I'm all gone. But baby, I'm all gone. Cause I'm all gone.
Anybody that know me know exactly how I get down.
I'm a BMG representative, I lay in the crown.
West side in my veins, you catch me riding around.
I traded in all my hats, I'd rather just rock a crown.
Scaring me, I got that twice. Why would I act a fool and lose my cool? Y'all niggas ain't bout that life.
Okay, you in a slammer, you rocking all your bandanas. And quick to show your little hammers, the stunts you pull for the camera.
Let me guess, you big dog, they love you way in Atlanta.
You little disrespectful cross, I'm here to teach you some manners.
I took over the television and you two hit the channel. Holla, locked up the game and I got the keys on piano.
Anybody that know me know exactly how I get down.
I'm a BMG representative, I lay in the crown.
west side in my veins, you catch me riding around. I traded in all my hats, I'd rather just rock the crown.
The dirty, I'm all gone. Cause I'm all gone.
If a hater really wanted, man, my name is on the flyer. See, they call me Murphy Lieberman, you can call me higher. Wine, weed, and women in that order, man, on frequency. You see me as a label, man, it doesn't make a difference, I'm my own one.
Don't call me Murphy Lee, just call me Wintertime. Is that your girlfriend?
She can call me anytime.
I'm so gone off that out of town marijuana. I don't regret the sex, just regret that it's her mama. I do the daughter, sisters, cousins. If I wasn't Murphy Lee, man, I would still be out here cutting something. Mr. So St. Louis in the flesh. I held it down 12 years and I got plenty left. Where I been? Probably with your girl. While you was rocking shows, she was out here rocking world. No disrespect, but jokers call me Uncle Murph. You screaming fuck her now, me, I'm trying to fuck her first. Mr. Owen in the building, I'm here to take my style back from my siblings. For real, man, I'm on one. Dirty, I'm on one. Yeah,
he is on one. Yeah. So that was Murphy Lee. I'm on one of the mixtape. I like that song. I like that song. I like that song. I want to do another one, and then we're gonna get back into some good stuff. I'm gonna slow it down just a little bit, not a whole lot, but just a little bit. I'm waiting for my video actually to come for this show, for this song. So hold on. Sorry about that. This cold kicking my ass, man.
I know it is. Hey, you know I feel your pain, sis. I really, really do.
Oh my goodness. Okay, where is it at? Here it is. This is my shit right here. All right.
Oh, yeah. And I say, yeah. Damn, I gotta go slow. Just to you and your loving. Give me a second, gotta back up, but I'ma jump right back in. I'ma hit that spot, I promise. I'ma speed it up, I promise. But girl, we gotta slow it down for now. You know I ain't no liar. Shawty, you got that fire. Trying to make it happen, pussy's just too good. On the phone, I did a lot of talking. I ain't know what I was about to get myself into. Well, let me tell you the truth. I gotta go slow for a reason. Feel too good, I ain't gonna lie. Starting off too fast, I gotta be honest. I get chills watching you get naked. Girl, I could feel every groove, and you kill me with those sounds. You go,
Man, that is my shit. Like, for real. Before we have some more conversation, I have got to play this shit. BMF, Fourth Drop Entertainment, Dope Spot.
I'm a boss motherfucker, getting money in the dope spot. You can get a jar 15 for a hard rock. A boss little nigga, and you know I got bread. You know I got Glocks, we don't fuck around with beds. I be water whipping in the kitchen, making the pies up. Use a stone real good, I'm scraping the sides up. Sitting here thinking, having Mookie weigh the pies up. Throw it in the Gucci bag, nigga, like the size up.
Yo, 8th Grady, stop playing with him, boy. Drop that shit, homie.
DJ Junior, my DJ, nigga.
I'm fucking with the cinematics, biatch, DMV, what up,
bow. I'm a boss motherfucker, getting money in the dope spot. You can get a jar 15 for a hard rock. A boss little nigga, and you know I got bread. You know I got Glocks, we don't fuck around with beds. I be water whipping in the kitchen, making the pies up. Use the stone real good, I'm scraping the sides up. Sitting here thinking, having Mookie way to pies
the
up.
So cinematic.
In the bag, nigga, like the sides up.
Every day's a different move, I get it in, I flip a view. My money counter don't come up short. Some say we buy the wing, wintertime is meets up. I just really them stupid checks, BBS my stupid wrist. Gucci belt to hold my weight, 40 cal, I keep my chain. I plug them with the Mexicans, I press a button, my roof escape. My trunk is where my engine be, I'm Louis down off Louis V. Hard drop 283, fourth drop 183. You analyzing about the team, my wrist on froze, you catch the breeze. My brighter look like ice cream, my shoe game come from Italy. I'm Scott Walker, you pacify, but hundreds I wrap in packages. We want the clothes, we get the shit, my nigga, we doing them wholesale. Don't pound the weed, them jars of ease, them bricks, them splits, don't have the keys. When I blast my chain, bitch, you come to me. Break them down, we'll rip to the 30 degree. Residue on a rap, just bring on the scale. For them, my weight ain't hard to tell. And all my money come to me. 3D, my BBs, and iced out my 2C.
I'm a boss motherfucker, getting money in the dope spot. You can get a jar 15 for a hard rock. A boss little nigga, and you know I got bread. You know I got Glocks, we don't fuck around with beds. I be water whipping in the kitchen, making the pies up. I use the stove real good, I'm scraping the sides up. Sitting here thinking, having Mookie weigh the pies up. Throw it in the Gucci bag, nigga, like the sides up. My grind don't stop in the morning with the bags in. Fresh out of bed to the kitchen, gotta weigh it in. Phone doing numbers, hell no, I don't answer them. I'm the boss of boss's boss, nigga, we can never meet. Or we can never speak. Phone tap, I barely sleep. I don't sit in traps, I move around, get money. I get lonely like you, so the straps stay on me. I don't love no bitch, I just love my plug. If you fuck up my money, I'ma fill your ass with slugs. I don't talk no more, cause them people be on me. Working 13-hour shifts in that bag, stay on me. Rolling reefer with Geneva, I get blow like Gucci. In a 25-5 double straps and a Uzi. Got a cocaine fetish, so I sell all white. Like Pablo Escobar, I got it in it one night. 40 bricks, one skill, about 15 workers. I'm a boss motherfucker, getting money in the dope spot. You can get a jar 15 for a hard rock. A boss little nigga, and you know I got bread. You know I got Glocks, we don't fuck around with beds. I be water whipping in the kitchen, making the pies up. I use the stove real good, I'm scraping the sides up. Sitting here thinking, having Mookie weigh the pies up. Throw it in a Gucci bag, nigga, like the sides up. I'm weighing up all morning, counting all night. And my cousin coming in, first thing, first fight. Got an enterprise car in the bricks tucked tight, and they going by the six like a case of Bud Light. Got 20 on my wrist, a 45 on my side, and my crew in all black like somebody died. Being bad ain't easy, but I make it look good. Wintertime minked up with the Eskimo hood. Got a bad bitch with me, and her Uggs all black, and her ass all fat. I put a glass on that. The only thug in the club in the back with the dice. Shoot a thousand, get a thousand, nigga, better right back.
I told my bro Kush, man, I won't try no plus status. A F430 and a big body Phantom. Truck pull up, white things match the Phantom. myself so shining, and these niggas couldn't take it. Nah, literally, I meant these niggas couldn't take it. 21 rounds, I swear to God, I won't waste it. And when you get time, nigga, look at the bracelet. 40 on my wrist, take a look at the face.
I'm a boss, motherfucker, getting money in the dope spot. You can get a jar 15 for a hard rock, a hard little nigga, and you know I got bread. You know I got glocks, we don't fuck around with feds. I be water ripping in the kitchen, making the pies up. I use a stove real good, I'm scraping the sides up. Sitting here thinking, having Mookie Way the pies up. Throw it in the Gucci bag, nigga, like the sides up. I'm a boss, motherfucker, getting money in the...
Wow, that was dope spot. That was dope spot. Now, Keywan's supposed to be calling in. We have a caller that's trying to get in. Now, you know what?
What?
Fuck, I gotta find this number, because you know what time it is. It's Chocolate Fantasy time. Damn it. Hold on. You know, I have the worst luck keeping up with these damn phone numbers that people be calling me with. You know, I think I need to just set up a fucking email and just have people to email me the shit with, like,
little
descriptions.
You just need to set up a Chocolate Fantasy email to say Chocolate Fantasy.
Now, see, that's opening up the door to too much other shit. Chocolate Fantasy. Then, if they don't see one of my dick sucking videos, then they gonna have a fantasy aside from me prank calling somebody. They gonna
so
have
let
a fantasy.
Them have it, depending on what the price they paying. Let them pay.
Hey.
You know, you auctioned me off to Lil Wayne for $2 million, so I think I can auction you off for a little bit.
I'm not letting you sleep with that motherfucker for $2 billion. Fuck that. No. Because then y'all going to have baby cockroaches. No. I'm
Ew,
sorry.
That is so nasty. He is not worthy.
I know. It's like Wayne going to be fucking you when he comes. It's going to be like all kinds of little bugs coming out and hit the tip of his dick and the sperm. And you're just going to be like, oh, like. Chuck told me this motherfucker was a cockroach, and I didn't believe her. That's what's going to happen. You're going to be like, oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Did I tell you fat-ass Rick Ross is coming to my hometown on the 15th of next month for Auntie's homecoming?
Are you going out there?
Am I going to see Ricky Rose? I don't know. I did him a favor this week. I put him up on my site for... What kind of fucker is he?
The kind that'll suffocate you if you let him get on top.
No.
That's what kind
okay,
he
now
is.
Now see, with everybody else, you know, we had like beat the pussy up. We had all kinds of stuff, right? So for Ricky Rose, aka Drop Top Chicken Box, you know, I had to alter it a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
He's the kind that'll be eating the chicken box and trying to get it at the same time, or he'll be eating the chicken box and getting some head at the same time. Rick Ross is just nasty. But, you
and
know,
you
he'll
like
even look like he can breathe
and
do you at the same time.
I'll be like, you get his bed, he got chicken crumbs in the bed and shit like that.
Yes.
I mean, it was the choices. Lazy fucker, quick fucker, love-making fucker, beat the pussy up fucker, boring fucker. I had Sloppy, but I didn't want to discriminate against him.
I think
you
need to add Sloppy back, because he is a sloppy fat fucker. That's what he is. I mean, I can't do him because his titties are bigger than mine now, you know? And it's like,
oh,
what's he going to do? Lift his belly up and sit it on your butt while he's trying to get it? His dick is probably so small he can't even see it. I'm sure he hasn't seen his dick in years.
Hold up. He might be the type of dude that, you know, once he work it, his dick might be up inside. But you got to
work it out.
Nah. Yeah,
he'll be like, Travis, he'll go on a diet and lose weight and then swear that his dick got bigger. That's what he is.
I admit, Chuck Mommy was a chubby chaser. And the dude was cute.
Dude.
You know, I told you about him. And I was looking at his dick. He said, don't worry, I got one. And he started working it. And that shit started coming out. And I mean, I was able to get on it and ride it and have a good nut. But at the same time, I had to roll over the next morning to see all that shit laying in my bed. And I think I had an ear mattress at the time. And I was like, oh, I hopped up out of the bed so quick. You know what? I was like Soulja Boy. Hop up out my bed. That's the only time y'all ever hear me say anything about that young, dumb, stupid motherfucker. Okay? I love the FBI. I love the fact that I've never done fed time. Done a lot of fed crimes, but never done fed time. And I love.
Wait, I've done a lot of feds. So does that count?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Fed dick might be the. Might be some good dick, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, it is, but, baby, it is. I have a very high security clearance, baby.
Would that security clearance include squirting once you, yes. You know? Oh,
I'm my own natural disaster.
For everybody that's listening, I need somebody to make an emergency dick house call. So I am moving out of my apartment tonight. So if you want to help christen my last night in my apartment, call me. And
well, you know, somebody just popped into the chat room, and their name is Bingo. So, you know, normally when somebody's like, Bingo, then that means that's the right answer. So they popped in just in time. So maybe they're who you need to give you that last quickie to christen your crib.
Well, you know what? I don't know because I think Kiwan is on the phone and maybe he can talk to me and talk it down because, you know, him and Murphy got that freaky Moscato wine. And you know what? It's like ain't nothing better than Chocolate City Radio, fine bitches, some nice wine with a freaky ass name. And have you seen that bottle? Girl,
I did see the bottle, but I saw Kiwan, so, you know, him with the bottle in his hand, that makes the girl's tongue just say,
and he got the dreads, he can pull on those dreads, and he's a very healthy eater, so I know that his comb is nice, because he's a vegetarian, he might be a vegan. Okay, Kiwan, are you on?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes. Somebody, you're on the air.
Oh, sweet. All right, listen. We need more naked chicks in the house, all right?
You need more who?
Naked people.
Okay, I need you to twit pick me a picture so I can see that you're naked.
Really? You're reason you're
naked?
Yeah,
naked? Really.
I want you to send me some pics.
Who are you?
You gotta send us a twit pic first. Yeah, who is this?
It's Steven Jackson.
You said
Steven Jackson sounds kind of young.
Steven Jackson? Really?
Steven Jackson sounds like he's jailbait. We might need to go ahead and say a lot of him.
Yeah, yeah, we're gonna have to put you on hold, and then once you go on hold, you go into our permanent hold line. So, thank you very much. They are gone, and we see 201. I think this might be the truth. About to tell us some motherfucking lie.
Hey, the truth
was good.
How are you?
I'm great. What you mean I'm about to tell you a lie? I speak the truth and nothing but the truth.
Really?
You don't know
no
motherfucking
truth
and bitch you. Oh, wait a minute. You know what? He do know the truth. The truth was he paid $1,000 for some pussy. And now we ain't got our airline tickets yet. I feel if he can pay $1,000 for one bitch, he can pay $2,000 plus airfare and hotel accommodations for me and you. So basically, I don't want to fuck him. I want to watch him fuck you, and I want to give play-by-play detailed instructions of how it went down.
Wow, you really put me off like that, Chuck? Really?
What's up? I got to tell everything waiting.
Man, and we waiting for Western Union, so what's up?
You waiting for Western Union? Hit me on my private number. You already know.
Oh, my gosh. Wait a minute. I tried that number this morning. It was disconnected. Like, you got money, but you can't pay your phone bill. What's up?
My phone bill get paid on time, and I'm calling you from it now.
My phone never gets paid on time. I'm not even going to sit here and BS you like it does, because it does not.
That's why the truth is on the line. That's why he's here.
That's right, Shock Mommy. I'm always
here.
Well,
truth, I don't feel good.
You don't feel good?
No, I don't.
What's wrong?
It's my allergies.
Huh?
It's my allergies, so I'm in bed.
Oh, okay.
Wrapped in my covers.
Take some Benadryl, you know.
I did. I just took some something. I don't know what it is. Some mess chalk texted me and told me I needed to take.
Oh, you need some Benadryl. No.
I need some body rub.
Oh, you need the needle with the white fluid that shoot out. Let me inject
what?
Some. Let me give you a needle and inject some of this white fluid up in you.
You're so nasty.
Yeah, because this shit yellow.
You're so dumb.
If a motherfucker holding on to a gun with some yellow bullets, he ain't right.
Well, I guess you ain't right. And on that note, I gotta take a pause for the calls. Where the hell my shit at? I can't be playing with you tonight. I cannot be playing with you tonight.
Shock Mommy.
What?
That was my homeboy.
Huh?
That was my homeboy talking.
Well, tell your homeboy to shut up and only speak when spoken to. This is the lady show. We run shit tonight. So here is my commercial.
Are you bored on Friday nights and you need some sexual excitement in your life? Well, you need to be listening to Chocolate City Radio, where you can hear the illest sex talk show there is. Get to listen to the hottest rappers in the industry and some of the hottest entertainers in the industry. That's Tuesday and Friday nights from 8 to 10 p.m. and Saturday afternoons from 2 to 4. And let's not forget Chocolate Fantasies. That's why I bring out the dirty, nasty side in your homeboys. 718-766-4661. Now come ride the chocolate wave.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Ric Flair, jumping out the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chilling with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy, you feel me, on Chocolate City Radio. Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
Now see, you see how he said that? It's about to get real wet. And then ain't nothing better than when it's like you got foreplay and a dude is sucking your titties, right? Because that's my spot. I don't know about yours, Nate, but I think that's your spot too. Because I don't like for a person to be in my ear because they might be leaving. They might be, the ears are just off limits. So they hit the titties, right? And they sucking the nipples real good and they sucking them hard, right? Then Chica gets real wet. Then, after Chica gets wet, man, when he slides the dick up in there, just the head, because it's going to be some type of penetration, force field right there. Then once he pops through it and he starts feeling all that tight goodness, then Chica going to start talking to him. Then Chica going to start getting extra wet. Then Chica going to be ready to come. Then what's going to happen is I'm going to grab his ass and pull him up to me, and I'm going to fuck the hell out of him. And a lot of times men can't handle that, so I like to be on top so I can grab that headboard and get him some of that bang, 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 bang.
You're so stupid.
Wait, wasn't that the dude, the dad in Boomerang? Don't let that pussy beat you. Beat that pussy.
Yeah.
Well,
yes.
I beat that dick. Mouth, pussy, like, I got that crazy combination. Crazy combination. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, my thing is, when you get on top of the dick, right? It's like you like the, you gotta tease it. You know what I'm saying? You gotta play with it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like once you play with it and everything like that, you start looking at his sex faces, then you know you gotta switch it. Then it's
well,
time for you to
pop
be like,
rocks come in.
The pop rocks gonna come in after we take this phone call. Then that's when the pop rocks gonna come in. Hold on 1 second. 314, you're on the air.
What up? It's Key Wonderful.
Wonderful.
This is sexy in the flesh.
Yes.
I've been on her listening. I don't know how I couldn't get in. I was on her listening.
You didn't hit one, sweetie.
I did hit one.
Did you?
That's all I know.
You're going to hit a little harder next time.
Nah,
yeah.
I just saw first. Well,
I heard that. I did hear him.
Yeah, somebody said they need me. I heard somebody say they needed me.
Yeah, I said that.
Oh, yeah.
Princess May said that.
Okay. What's up?
Yeah, I'm
what's good, man?
Make a trip to Florida.
I'm a what?
Make a trip to Florida.
Florida, which part?
Panama City.
Oh, yeah. I can do that. That ain't shit.
Oh,
that
we'll
ain't
make
shit.
It you.
That ain't shit. I don't even bring no luggage. I just bring Freaky. What up?
First of all, go ahead and tell everybody who you are, because I've been promoting the show and telling everybody. I done blasted you on BBM and all kinds of stuff. So
straight up.
We have a lot of stuff to talk about tonight.
Let's get it. Well, first of all, I'm Keywine. I'm part of the group St. Lunatics. Dirty NT, we always got. You see me out there if you're looking or not. I got my own wine. I make my own time. I don't do no lines. I smoke herb. What up?
Wow.
No, but we do got this drink, man. We got this motherfucking, we got this drink, man, called Freaky Moscato. And it's, you know, I call it the George Foreman Grill. That shit works every time, for real. It's a Freaky Moscato. It's sweet, sparkling wine, but it's 11.5, so sweet enough for a woman, strong enough for a man. You don't need no tools to open the bottle. You get 2 more cups than the average wine. And shit, I love that shit. That shit
is fire. It a body
oh
liquor?
My gosh.
Huh?
Is it a body liquor?
Is it a bottle liquor?
A body liquor. You know, the kind that you can lick off the body?
Oh, yeah. And why not? Every day is a body liquor, I thought.
Not no Cisco. Mm-mm. Nah, not no Cisco.
Yeah, I guess that'd be a little more stickier.
Yeah, they're like, oh, like, man, that's going to make your dick and pussy kind of dough, kind of alcohol, whatever. Listen, like, Freaky Moscato, I'm telling you, like, I'm going to talk to you and Murphy because, like, it's like so many liquors and so many wines or whatever, and I have this vision that Chocolate City and Freaky Moscato are going to do a lot of things. Because for y'all that haven't been listening and keeping up with me, I'm going to start a lunchtime sex talk show. And I have Nice of Erotica supply me with my toys. And it's going to be like a video visual show. So there's nothing better than lunchtime, me and some toys, and a webcam, and a glass of Freaky Moscato. And I'm getting busy telling everybody how to fuck, right? How to suck dick right, and how to use toys. Like, to me, that is, like, the perfect scenario right there.
I like that. And they say you only know what you talk. You only can teach what you know. So you better be able to know something. You know something?
Oh, evidently you haven't did your homework. My head game is a felony. And I have a blog. And on my blog, it's like several different blogs, but one of my favorite ones is called Why I Love Sucking Dick. And I have a 53-second clip on there. Then I have my fuck site, shockmommy.socialparody.com, and it shows my lethal back shots, my felony head game, and some other stuff. So, yeah, we walk it over here.
Okay, I got to check that out.
Yeah, we walk it. Matter of fact, let me go ahead and play this song, because I got so much music from Brandon the other day. I was like, what the hell? I'm like, Brandon, you could at least gave me the heads up. He was like, he wanted to say, 10 music. I say, that's fine, but I'm like, what in the world?
He said, so about 100 songs, huh? We've been over here working.
Yes. That's good. That is good. DJ Ike said, what's up?
That's my cat there.
Yeah, we had to talk about y'all. And he's excited that you've come on board to ride in the Chocolate Wave. And when the mixtape party comes out, it's going to be something to remember. Like,
We need to make it. When is the party?
I'm waiting for everybody to send me all their stuff and the drops and stuff like that, because everybody seemed like they was having computer problems at the same time. So I think I got one more week, and after that, I'm going to start sending the stuff that I do have on Monday. So I wanted to drop sometime, like, the 1st of October, and then I'm going to have the party, but I want the party to be at least 20 days in advance after the mixtape so everybody can coordinate their schedules to come to where this. I'm thinking about either Miami or ATL, but I think Miami would be better because it's going to be warmer, so in case we want to, like, go to the beach and, you know, have a freaking Moscato beach party, if we go to Hanover Beach, the new beach for everybody that, like, want to get butt-ass naked or something like that. It's like all kinds of options. Like, with a Chocolate City event with Choc Mommy around, ain't no fucking telling what could happen. I mean, turn around and I might have another chick or a couple more chicks, and they might want to have a dick sucking contest. We might see who want to make somebody pop, or they might decide to have a pole teaching party, or pole, you know, just all kinds of shit. You just never know what goes on with us.
I'm the videographer, because I'm just the sweet innocent one of the group.
Right. So keep me informed.
Oh, trust me, I will. Now we're going to play Rep My City, Keywan, featuring Murphy Lee.
Rep my city, get my paper, we do, we so fuck you haters. Rep my city, get my paper, we do, we so fuck you haters. Rep my city, get my paper, we do, we so fuck you haters. We do, we so fuck you haters. Fuck you haters. Fuck, rep, 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 rep my city, get my paper, we do, we so fuck you haters. Rep my city, get my paper, we do, we so fuck you haters. Rep my city, get my paper, we do, we so fuck you haters. We do, we so fuck you haters. Fuck you haters. Fuck you haters.
Welcome to my city, man, y'all know me. L-U-N-A. C-I-C-M-U-R-V-H-Y-L-E-E, you ain't gotta look, you see me. So S-T-L-O-U-I-S, the best they consider me. If I ain't right, not finna be intentionally on purpose. Be on purpose, see, I'm wrecking beat. Damn, they drop a song a week. If S-T-L ain't in one line, I rewrite that shit over beat. Name one nigga that can't fuck with it. If you can, my style, he bit it, ran with it. See him at a show like, damn, nigga, took my style and ran, nigga. You don't know who I am, nigga. Murphy Lee, the man, nigga. I'm like, what the fuck you saying, nigga? Saying, nigga, rep my city, no ifs about it. What you get, man? I done got it. Get it, got it. Who you rep, motherfucker? What? Doubt it. Forgot my words. Flip something about rapping the middle. Forgot shit. Murphy leader, elevator. Well, and fuck anticipated. Rep my city, get my paper. We do, we so fuck you, bitch.
Rep my city, get my paper. We do, we so fuck you, haters. Rep my city, get my paper. We do, we so fuck you. Paper, we do, we so fuck you haters. We do, we so fuck you haters. Fuck you haters. Fuck, fuck, rep, 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 rep my city, get my paper. We do, we so fuck you haters. Rep my city, get my paper. We do, we so fuck you haters. Rep my city, get my paper. We do, we so fuck you haters. We do, we so fuck you haters. Fuck you haters.
Rep my CD, get my cake up. Murphy leader, entertainer. Way I fucking count this paper, I could be a fucking banker. S-T-L-E-N, Murphy Lee, don't play with him. Watch what the fuck you say to him. It's what the fuck I keep telling him. Don't believe me, you can try me, not a joker. Your hopes a little higher, chances better playing poker. You see me, it's my label, and St. Louis, where my home at. You hear something, it's popping, best believe Dirty is on that. That new shit, man, we own it. And that old shit, man, we own that. Can't talk about my city, cause St. Louis don't condone that. You thought this shit was over, I'ma show you where you wrong at. Especially when they tell you bring this song back.
Rep, 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 my city, get my paper, we do, we so fuck you haters. Rep my city, get my paper, we do, we so fuck you haters. Rep my city, get my paper, we do, we so fuck you haters. We do, we so fuck you haters. Fuck you haters. Fuck, fuck, rep, 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 my city, get my paper, we do, we so fuck you haters. Rep my city, get my paper, we do.
Rep my city, fuck you haters. Niggas with them some S to G.
gator. Mad your boy for killing him with the cardinal cap, me matching gators. Orange low, blue man, shit, I'm like a Florida gator. Ain't no waiting, no, no man, no more, I'm not no waiter. Ain't nothing greater, St. Louis niggas, we do it major. Your money tiny, teeny, Fantasia. I salam alaikum, alaikum salam, I got paper. You folding yours, I'm stacking it like a gangbanger. What you mad at? No session cause a lot of anger. A little bit of disrespect can be a lot of danger. Black brim, black hoodie, and yes, a matching burner. Ozzy Smith, Red Fox, Jackie Joyner, Ike Turner.
Shit, man, we've been working out for a minute, and we came out 10 years ago, maybe 11 years ago. We still holding it strong, you know what I'm saying? We just moved up on the tax bracket life, so a lot of, when you move up on tax bracket, you less on 106 and Park, you know what I mean? So it's kind of hard to see us sometimes, but we working, you know what I mean? We do a lot of overseas shit, we do a lot of corporate shit right now, trying to get paperwork right and all that, so This is a business, you know what I mean? This not no fun rap game shit. You can do that shit in the shower. This is a business, so we treat it like one. So that's how you stay around. That's what makes it right, you know what I mean?
That's how you are more than just a one-hit wonder, because you aren't smart enough to invest.
Yeah, you got to invest, and you got to sit your ass down. What the fuck is you doing? Trying to keep up with everybody. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, definitely, I mean, it's 90% business and 10% talent. Like, when you do one song, you have 90 meetings. So you're still doing that same song, so it's not really about the music drives the, you know, that's the love part of it. But in order for everybody to see it, hear it, and feel it, it got to be some business involved, you know what I mean? So that's what we're about right now. I'm grown, and now I know what's going on, so it's a little easier to direct others and to make sure I'm cool. You know what I mean? I'm on my Phil Jackson shit right now, though. You know what I mean? I'm definitely on my Phil Jackson shit. I'd rather own it than be on it.
I feel you.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean?
That's crazy shit.
You know, everybody can't be Kobe. You know what I'm saying? Somebody got to be Derek Fisher. Somebody got to be Phil Jackson. Somebody got to be, you know what I mean? So choose your lane and Don't step on nobody else's and keep moving. You know what I mean? Get you some easy layups, man. Why am I sitting here and I ain't got no motherfucking lighter? I came in this room and I ain't got no lighter. I'm tripping.
Wow. I have a lighter right here. You want
to
use
Bring it?
It
to me. Yeah, I want to use it. Light my fire. Light my fire.
I already lit your fire, baby.
Oh, yeah?
I did. I do.
Okay. Oh, my God. Y'all are too funny. Let me see. Next question. I try to get all the professional questions out the way before we start getting into our shit now, Princess Nay. Like, what is it you like about your supporters the most? Like, tell your supporters something that they don't know. Share a little secret with them.
Well, some of my supporters, that everybody, when we first came out, they was 14, 15 years old. Now they 26, 27, like, I finally get a chance to do what I always wanted to do. Straight up.
Oh, shit.
Nah, but it's, I really fucked with them, though. You know what I'm saying? Because I wouldn't be able to live this long. Live this long without supporters. You know, it's a difference from people who like you and people who love you. And our people must love us because we ain't doing bad. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So I'm down with that shit. I'm down with people saying their memories and come up to me. You know, everybody come up and be like, man, I remember this and this got me through this and I moved to St. Louis because of you and so forth and so on. Then you're going to have your people saying, you know, man, y'all ain't shit. Y'all ain't have my cousin out. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's a give and take to everything, though. So it's all good. But support is what's going on. I don't really like the word support as much because I'm giving you something, you give me something. You know what I mean? So it's like we supporting each other. But when you say support, it's like I'm asking for something. You know what I mean? So I don't like to ask for nothing because people think I got everything.
Oh, wow.
So when people use the word support, it's like, why would I support? You know what I'm saying? Why don't you give me good music and I'll give you my good money? And that's really what the game should have been built on in the first place. Once you go into support, that means I get at least, once you support me, I get at least five times to fuck up before you not. So it's almost like I'm doing it just because it's you type of fulfillment instead of doing it because your music is good. And when you start saying support, that means people stop paying attention to their music as much. They start thinking about their sales and, you know, how can I fool somebody? You know what I mean?
Now, see, I understand, but see, for me, it's like so many different people when they come on. It's like kind of hard to decipher which word to use because some people like they don't like the word groupie. Some people like I don't like fans.
Yeah, groupie
like
is
the word
a shitty word.
Is.
Like humans. Yeah. You know what I mean? I like humans, man. Like whatever you label them, I like humans. I like good energy humans. White, black, blue, green, girl, man, whatever. I like humans with good energy. Keep that bad shit over there. You hear me?
Okay, now the third question is...
The sex.
Okay,
she
you're
said the
out,
sex.
Yeah, sex, because I ain't fucked in a minute. But when you're out and about and you're doing a show and, you know, a lot of females be wanting to test the waters. They be wanting to see what that St. Louis pipe is like. Like, how do you deal with that? Like, how do you pick and choose who you going to smash?
I smash who I want to smash. I don't smash who wants to smash me. You know what I mean? Like for real, like, you have to decipher that shit, because I'm not that dude that be like, hey, dog, set it out. Like, if a dude can tell a girl to do something with me, I don't really want that girl, because she could have did that shit yesterday. I'm not really that person. You know what I mean? So I decipher. You know, it's okay to like me because I'm me. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people might like me and I like my brother Murph or like Nelly and don't like Ali, or I'm cool with that too. You know what I'm saying? But when you be like, whoever, let's get it. Like, nah, you can keep that. It's 011. Like, it's too much shit going on. I got shit to do tomorrow, so I'm not here to help you spread your diseases or help your pride level. You know what I mean? So if you about good energy and we click on, then we click on and check in and check out. That's really what it's
wow.
about. You know what I mean? So if you got some fucked up energy and you could be butt naked, I'll kick you out. Like, ma, you can go. And here goes some cab money. But, you know what I'm saying? You can have good energy and have a mink on in the room and we can kick it. That's all good. Smoke
oh,
some,
shit.
Bitch. You know, man, I'm all about like wine, weed, and women, man. I'm wine, weed, and women. Huh? What do I like to smoke on?
Uh-huh.
As far as what? What you mean? What kind or like, what I like to roll it up in or what?
Yeah, like what kind?
I like good kind. I'm with the good kind. I don't be needing all
the
names.
Okay, for somebody that's stupid like me, what's the difference in the different types? Because I have no idea.
It's uppers, downers, laughy, smiley, sleepy, hunger. It's so many different kinds. It's a herb, so it's so many different type of herbs. You know what I'm saying? It's just think of herbs as food. Spices. Like, it's so many different spices that make you do different things. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like weed. You know what I mean? You can get some bad weed. You can get some good weed. You can get some weed to make you sleepy. You can get some weed to make you smiley. A lot of people don't know it. You know what I'm saying? But the good weed is good weed. You know what I'm saying? I don't smoke blunts. I ain't smoked blunts in 10 years. I don't drink hard liquor for real. I've been drinking wine for 9 years. I don't eat animals. I don't eat nothing ahead of mama. Well, I don't swallow nothing ahead of mama.
Like that. Basically, I mean, that one up.
You know what I mean? So I really care about myself. So that's what it's about. It's about me first, I thought.
Oh, my God.
But I definitely don't smoke blunts, though. I don't smoke cigarettes.
So what are you rolling?
I roll clear joints, or I roll some this shit called raw. Papers is like a vegan paper. I don't fuck with no blunts though. Blunts are cigarettes. Straight up. Don't let them fool you.
Wow.
Just
because
you dump it in my mouth.
Just,
you know, like 90% of dudes, like 90% of people who smoke blunts will say they don't smoke cigarettes. But you smoking something worse than a cigarette. So we got to figure out what we really doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, we really controlled by these motherfuckers, people. I ain't mean it. Am I supposed to get like this?
Yeah. You can get however you
want. I'm just saying, like this world fucked up, so no, it's a business world, okay? So, you know, the government get their money on illegal drugs and legal drugs. So, either way, they trying to make you sick and trying to make you sell work or buy work, so it's all good.
And then they want to lock you up when you got, like, so much work. And it's just like a double-edged sword. I'm having flashbacks.
Yeah, like you stay off the edge, stay in the middle. Get in the middle.
That's
girl.
Why I chose sex. That's why I chose sex, because, like, sex is legal. Sex is legal. Even if
sometimes.
You have it with a preacher, it's legal.
Shut up about the preacher, Chuck. Oh, my gosh. Leave it alone.
I mean, being a preacher, that's a job. You good. You can smash preachers.
Thank you very much.
Being a preacher, that's a job. He went to school to do that.
A preacher.
No, he went to school for that. Like, he ain't. Then nobody didn't go. God didn't text him and say he the one. He just a good scholar at that situation. You know what I'm saying? Straight up.
Thank
reality.
You.
That's reality, though.
Okay. Now, here comes the good shit. Now, what would you prefer, good pussy or good head?
Pussy.
Pussy. You said pussy?
Pussy, capital P.
Oh, please explain, because me and the female, we were talking about this on Twitter yesterday. And why do you choose that?
I don't know. It's just me. I ain't really know, like, head cool, you know what I'm saying? Like, the whole time I'm getting head, I'll be looking at the ass. Like, I'll wrestle your ass, turn you around real quick. Like, I can't, like, it'll take me forever to come. Like, I don't know what's wrong with me, even from a long time ago. Like, back in the day, I just ain't really know. Like, it's hard for somebody to say, I'm stopping by, I'm finna give some head and leave. No way. You finna stop by, give me some head, and bend over. You tripping. You ain't finna do me like that. But some people just like head. I'm about that person. I mean, shit, I like all of it. The head is me. I like that. I don't know. Me, I guess I'm a giver more than I am a taker, I guess.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. That's the word. That's a new t-shirt right there. Oh, shit. My favorite is the one that's your favorite.
I like to ride. I'm a rider.
You like to ride? Okay, well,
yes.
I'll make that my favorite at that point of time.
Yeah, I like to ride and then reverse cowgirl. So, like, and then that way, all you got to do is just sit up and then flip me a certain way, and then you hitting it from the back, and then double the crucial back shots.
Church. church. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah,
ladies.
Dirty.
Oh,
yeah,
he is giving you the business.
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
Let me see. Hold on. I have to go. And I'm going to play Keywan and Sag Ain't Right.
Oh, that's my shit right there. Listen to the words.
Now, what the hell? Hold on.
What the hell? What the hell?
Why
nigga,
is this
from the SPL? What the hell?
Hold on. Let me refresh the switch for it.
Switch.
What?
Switch.
Oh, no.
Switch.
Oh, my gosh. Why did my switchboard just fucking disappear?
Everybody's about the iPods.
UCME.com
and download the music that she's trying to play now.
Damn it. My switchboard just completely went away. I swear, boy, Blog Talk be on some shit.
No,
that's
my
power.
It.
I'm getting a divorce.
That's my power.
That's your power? Oh,
taking
man, you powerful like that?
Got batteries in my back.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
now, he's a Saint lunatic. I mean, I guess that's what they do in Saint Louis.
No, everything we do ain't Saint Louis. Something is just.
Oh, that's just what.
Something's just us. You're going to come and get disappointed sometimes if you're looking for certain things.
No, I'm just looking for
like everybody where you from is not like you. You know, if I come to here. Right, so I come here looking for you, and I'm looking for everything. I can't find you because you was you. But you represent
mm-hmm.
where you from, though. You know what I mean? And you can give a good impression or a bad one, but I never can find you if I ain't find you.
Mm-hmm.
So I cannot find you.
Have we got to the freaky questions yet?
So I cannot find you.
I was getting ready to play a song, then my fucking switchboard left me, so I'm pulling it up on them.
Fuck that song. Fuck that song. That ain't right. That ain't right.
I'm in another browser. I think it's something to do with Chrome. So, yeah, it's got to be Chrome. I'm coming back up.
So do you like getting head? I mean, do you like somebody licking on you, or you like somebody fucking you?
Me personally, I like to fuck. But I also like to give my partner head. Not everybody gets that, you know, just, you know, select few or whatever. But when I do, you know what I'm saying? I feel like if a female knows what she's doing and she goes ahead and she does her thing, she has a jump start and she has a head start on him. Because if you can get him to pop off from head before he turns around and fucks the hell out of you, then you're good.
Right. So what about when you give head and then he doesn't come, but he's on the edge of coming, and then you fuck, and then the fuck be for 3 minutes, and you be like, well, why is only 3 minutes? Because your stupid ass didn't finish the first part. If you would have finished the first part, you could have a lot of time on the second part, but you fucked up the first part. Now you're going to blame it on me.
See, is that something that I will never hear? Because I make sure I finish. I'm very thorough. So, like, I'm very in tune with dick. So when you're sucking dick or when a dude is fucking you, you can pretty much tell when they're going to come because y'all dick get wider, it gets longer, and it gets extremely harder. And then you start busting off, and then you start feeling that pulsating. Like, for every when the nut is coming out and it's throbbing, you can feel that shit up against your pussy walls.
Hello. And they come in like this.
Can you hear me?
Are you in there?
Can you hear me? Say live, man.
Say live. You
me,
see
man.
Me?
Am I coming through? They trying to block us, man. Can you hear me?
I love
Ross held it back. You niggas just in it for a little hood fame. Creating hood stories for your little hood names. Man, I'm on some Malcolm Mandela shit. Black Panther, Shakur, rebellious shit. You niggas on some let me get a crack at this. Rock my head like this, ice medallion shit. These kids need leaders, not clowns and shit. But the block's been the leaders for years to my peers. Cause being broke so close to being choked. Thrown in the ocean and washed up on the coast. Everybody ballin', so they say. But niggas still hustlin' around my way. My people still strugglin' around my way. The fiends still hurt and the coca still slain. The kush still slung home, the corner still hung on. Phone still tap for niggas to be dumb on. Niggas still snitchin', actin' like bitches. Used to be the homie, motherfucker turned witness. Nah, that ain't right. Locked up in a hole, nigga, that ain't life. The dope man said if the churches ain't right, then tell me what is and got back to his biz. The poor man said if we don't get together, what is? We for sure to lose and the devil to win. Keep your kids inside. The streets is a monster. For the slick pimp, talking imposter. Nah, that ain't right. But that's the way it is, mama, that's just life. See me? I chill back, create and kill track. Get this money, honey. Stack it and give back. Nah, if that ain't life, then we can go on the line, say that Jesus was right. But that ain't right. Might as well tell the world Super Sag ain't nice. Nah, that ain't right. You hear me, man? Am I clear? I'm gone.
Yeah. You hear me?
Who did?
You hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
You see me.
You see me.
I don't care if you're looking or not. It's a key wonderful moment. Hey, yeah. Key wine, Mr. Lime Green in person. Percocet, Facebook, Twitter, see you in person. Look, you a whole different person. You perping on purpose, impersonating a person. We can have a convo. They in the merchant, in the club churching. They outside lurking. Lime green excursion, they feelings be hurting. I guess it's the ecstasy. The best is me. Not the best car chain or best MC, but I gotta say, I gotta be the best at being me. If you ain't hearing me, shit, I know you seeing me. Fresh everything, you wouldn't mind being me. Any, many, many more automatics can send me. I love to live that hard. Away like little Penny, giving niggas beating like Rolona did Penny. Ain't too many, fly as me neither. I ain't seen any. Sag Live, what you wanna do? They know I'm the big dog, like mama do. Not animal friendly, but got llamas too. Separate the real from the fake, see what a comma do. Preaching reality, I got a psalm or two. I step Lord and Master, y'all so comical. Smack you in your face, see what my palma do. I don't want drama, cool, peace better. Cause I hate to get blood on my polo sweater. I hate going to funerals and reading jail letters. If everybody get together, we can get the cheddar. Steady hating on each other, my nigga, I'm so fed up. Haters, please put your bread up. We dirty ENT, we don't let up till you shut up. Put your pride in your pocket, walk away with your head up. Finger to the forehead, shit. Lord of this.
Now that ain't right.
Damn, Dirty and T don't shut up until you let
up. Now that ain't right. Yeah, that little cat Sag Live, boy, he is the next thing smoking. He did all the beats too, like every beat you heard too. That dude, little dude cold, man. Straight up, we on the next generation shit. What's going on?
This is crazy. I'm in one. I cannot see the. I can see the switchboard, but I can't see numbers or anything like that. So, what is your definition of good pussy?
Definition of good pussy.
Pussy, duh.
Huh?
Well, different people have different definitions of good pussy.
I mean, but it's usually always the same definition. It's usually always wet. If it's wet, I don't know. I'm into the come a lot person. Like, that really helps my pride. It really helps. You know what I'm saying?
Again, like a
because spirit. Even though they, you know, not necessarily squirted because I got shit to do and that shit be kind of messy. But I'm talking about like like the person, like once you come once, like I can do something, and then you'll come right back again, and I can just do something. So the whole rest of the time, I'm just doing these little moves, and it's just coming like every 3 minutes. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that leg kicking.
Be like,
orgasm.
Good point. You'd be like, when, yeah, they look at you and be like, man, they just say, man,
ooh.
Man, fire up, but I don't smoke.
That's what I'm thinking like, right about
something.
Now.
They like, I need to do something. Something just happened. I need to call my mama. Is this what you were talking about, mama?
Wow.
Is this why you wouldn't leave daddy? That nigga wasn't shit. Is this why you didn't leave daddy? I got it. I finally got it. What happened? You know how to balance your credit card? No. I had a key wonderful moment.
Mm-hmm.
And how can somebody go about getting a key wonderful moment?
You can check your local 24-hour Walmart going aisle 4. And I do give out receipts. Close early on Sundays. I will make a return and make sure it's right. If you don't like your item, if you don't like an item, bring it back and we'll make sure it's right.
Oh, wow.
No, you
wow.
can go to Keywon STL. I'm definitely Keywon STL, though. You can check me out if you look for applications. I do accept applications. Definitely applications.
Mm.
We about to do the Face of Freaky, though. We about to do this little tour called the Face of Freaky. We're going to look for the new
Face
of Freaky.
Are you coming to Florida?
Not really. I'm not going to lie to you.
Stop.
Nah, because I got to go to the city that's selling Freaky right now first. You know what I'm saying? So you guys are on the 012 mission. But as far as 011 go, 010, 010, 011, we've been almost a year now. So we are in all of Illinois, all of Tennessee, all of Kentucky, and all of Missouri. And just got a license in Georgia, but we haven't shipped any yet. So,
well, you need to do something here in Florida because I need the freaking Scottish
I'm definitely going to send y'all some bottles, though, just because.
Oh,
y'all
wow.
Y'all need that.
Oh, and I'm going to follow you with the freaking Moscato bottles.
Definitely. If you do that, I definitely would appreciate it highly. I'll send y'all about 5 or 6 bottles or something. See what y'all
do. And it'll even be pictures that you can publish and not the other kind of bottle shots that I like to do.
Okay.
That's going to be quite interesting because, Keywon, what you don't know is because I didn't do this when Murphy came on the show because I never thought I would be blogging. So what's going to happen is I'm going to write a blog about you being on the show and some of the shit that we did. And I'm not sure if you have any videos out for any of your music that I have. If you do, then I'll put the link for YouTube on the blog site and everything like that, your Twitter and the sites and stuff for everything. Then I'm going to have a separate blog for Freaky Moscato and where people can see the bottle and whatever visuals you guys have, they can go on the blog and see that. And I'll tweet it like maybe 5 to 6 times a day for a month.
Okay, I'll retweet too. I need to, just make sure everybody knows, you know, that you can order online too from drinkfreaky.com.
Oh, they're going to know all of that. And when you send us our bottles, can we have T-shirts because we both model and
yes.
We can do photo shoots and stuff like that.
And with y'all smiles or extra smiles? Or me?
I'm an extra small, yeah.
You're extra small?
And they took all my titties, yeah. She took all my titties when God was giving them out.
For real?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. We get you some.
Yeah, but I got big African nipples, so that's good right there. So
there it
that's
is.
Kind of good.
Right. Right,
so,
you wear your shirt with no bra. Shit, it look good. Shit.
Oh, of course. You know, it's very rare that I have clothes on anyway. So I'm very sorry taking pictures in clothes because everyone's like, wow, you look good in clothes too. Like, really? Like, okay. So I'm
sorry. You putting clothes on and I'm starting to take my clothes off. Now, that's funny.
See? You're rubbing off on me.
That's
yeah,
exclusive label.
Yeah, rubbing off of me.
Keep rubbing.
Then,
nothing wrong with rubbing.
How do you feel about threesomes?
I like, as far as threesomes, two girls and one boy.
Yeah.
I highly appreciate it sometimes. Then sometimes I don't. So it just depends on what I'm on and who it is for real.
Yeah. I feel you. And, you know, don't get offended by this question, but this is a question that we ask everybody. We don't give a damn who it is. Have you
and
ever
this is how I feel about you.
Have I what?
You know this question. Have you ever paid for pussy or put pussy your way away?
No, I haven't paid for, I'm not a pussy payer. I'm not even a strip club person. So.
Good.
I probably been a strip club, like, 7 times in my whole entertainment life, and like 2 of them was for videos, and then 2
well,
times.
Well, you had strokers in Atlanta when y'all met, White Chocolate, White Diamond, whatever
I probably was, but I get forced into those things. Sometimes I just find a ride to my hotel or go where I gotta go, and
you
I be dropping me off, and then sometimes
ride back to your hotel.
Church, and then sometimes my homie Nelly be like, man, come with me. Then I be, you gotta check out his emotion. If his emotion is like, you my nigga, man, come, you know what I'm saying? Then I go get a ride, and me and Murph would go. You know, cause we both, me and Murph don't really fuck with him like that. So then we'd be in the corner rolling a joint up, and then somebody would bring us like $1,000 a piece or something in this big ass stack, and I'd be like, and then he'd look over there, and Nelly be smiling, and she him and JD, and then I'd take 200. And I give like 100 to like people who work for us, another 100 to somebody else who work for us, let them have fun. Then I give like 100 to a girl that I knew before she started stripping and be like, here. And then I put like 700 in my pocket. I buy some weed and some vegetarian ribs next day or some shit.
I'll tell you.
Straight up. Now, you get off, you cool. You know what I'm saying? But I'm on your turf and I'm not really here. Like, I don't like the fact that you doing this because I'm here. Like, you on me, then you on him, then you on him. You don't like me. So I end up talking to somebody, and I end up finding out their real name, like Erica and shit. Like, they changed their name from Stallion to Erica after I talked to them for a minute. You know what I mean? Cause I don't really,
wow,
I don't really fuck with
it. That's some real shit right there.
Straight up. Like, you should pay me. Like, you over here on me. I ain't come on you. You came on me. Like, you should give me some money. I'm Joe Blow, the loving man. You should pay me. Shit. I'm sitting up here getting you all this motherfucking knowledge and shit. Girl, you need to be able to pass out cards on Wednesdays. Tell people when a stripper, like the strip game, so marketing, like the game is so fucked up, is that it used to be you dance, you get paid. Now it's pay and then they dance. That is the backwards shit in the world. So if nobody's paying, nobody's dancing. Wrong. Lazy motherfuckers. This shit is crazy.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? So I was thinking about getting me a strip club, you know what I'm saying? So I won't get high my own supply, I already know. So I just can conduct that shit and really teach people about marketing.
Open one here
really
in Florida. We don't have any good ones here in Panama City.
Yeah.
You can make them
mad. Can y'all touch the girls?
Nah, they can't really touch them.
In St. Louis, they go hard.
Does it have to be a juice bar in St. Louis?
Does it have to be a what?
A juice bar. Because I know if it's, like, no alcohol, then you can touch. That from where I'm from, and, like, in Atlanta, it's, like, a juice bar. Like, if there's alcohol, then you can touch.
Nah, that shit is. In Atlanta, you can touch shit.
Yeah, in Atlanta, you can touch.
I don't give a fuck if juice or no juice. You can get a Ciroc no juice. The motherfucker, you touching. St. Louis, you touching. It's grimy in this motherfucker. I threw a Chicago party at the one here. At Bottoms Up. That shit was ratchet.
Now, my question is, when y'all did the tip drip, tip drip video. Yeah. Like, that video was fucking crazy. I remember me and my kids up at 3 something in the morning watching BET Uncut. And we're seeing all these asses and stuff. And then with the credit card, I'm like, oh, shit. My mom is like, what are y'all looking at? And I'm like, are we looking at MTV, Mom? She's like, no, y'all not. She comes in there, and she's looking at y'all butt booty ass video. And she sits down, and she's watching it like she's enjoying it. And I'm looking at my kids like, what the fuck? Like, wow. And I thought she was going to say something afterwards. And she's like, who is that? I'm like, oh, my, that's Nelly in the same lunatics right there. And she's just like, oh, okay. And I was just like, wow. My mom even liked that video.
Your mom been young before.
Yes, she was. She was the word is shit.
The word is shit is that, excuse me, the word is shit, that killer. The real shit is that, before that video came on, it was a video before us that had booty. It was a video before that that had booty. It was a video before that that had booty. You know what I'm saying? So what made ours different? Because we already was on a level and then we came back and did it? Or could we pay for better girls or something? I think it's could we pay for better girls. Yeah, I think that was one.
Yeah.
And we pay, could we pay like a lot of the videos usually run people like 3,000, 4,000, 1,000, shit like that. We paid like 70 grand to shoot that. Like ourselves, we just paid like we had an actual director. You know what I'm saying? Benny Boone and shit. You know what I'm saying? We did that shit right. Paid
so
them girls good. Them girls,
booty,
man, them girls made
like
some money. Nah, I ain't really into it. I ain't really got in that world. I ain't really in that world. Yeah.
You
ain't
like to have your booty licked at all?
Nah, I don't mess with mine. I'm cool on mine.
That video was just crazy. Oh, I feel you. But that video, my thing is, I never really understood why the women reacted the way that they did, for the simple fact is that that's something that they chose to do. Nobody forced them to do it and stuff.
Nah,
and
they're professionals.
The
they do worse. They do worse on the day before that. Like, they get naked. Those are bathing suits. Like, at the end of the story, those are bathing suits. So when Lady Gaga do it, it's art and sexy and shit. Then when we do it in hip hop, it's nasty and ratchet. Like, that's no way. Why? Because our booty's bigger? You know what I'm saying? Like, why? You know what I'm saying? You got to look at that shit. Like, just think about this life right here. Okay. You in your hotel room. You look out the window near the pool. You see a girl in a G-string, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. She landed a G-string. That's a swimsuit. It's a G-string. Fuck it. Okay, bikini, whatever. Now, you see a girl come over there in her regular jeans and high heels and everything. She take off her pumps. She pull down her pants. And she has underwear on that are more material than the G-string. Do you know we would feel funny about it? Like, because you feel like it was her underwear and now it's different. But in reality, she had more clothes on than she did when she was in a swimsuit. So we got to look at shit that they make big that ain't really big. You know what I mean? Like, the way you sell shit is the way it is. And that's really some bullshit. Like, you can't. Then they try to stop the man from doing that drive for his sister. Like, that ain't reality. You know what I'm saying?
Nah,
because when you watch the news, it's murders at 4 o'clock news. And then at 5 o'clock, you're going to see a telethon raising money.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same channel. Like, so this has nothing to do with it. It's not like I'm having naked women raise money. You know what I'm saying? I'm not raising money for naked women. I'm raising money for a situation because they ain't got nothing to do with my job or my fun. Like, at 3 o'clock in the morning, like, what is you talking about? What are you doing? And they from your city, and they are professionals at what they do. They get paid every night. Them girls at least made $500,000 after that.
Mm-hmm.
They were straight doing shows for 10 grand. They were straight doing walkthroughs and shit for 5 and 10 grand. They was making more than rappers, going to different strip clubs all over the world, getting out of limos and shit, paying their kids tuition and shit. Like, stop playing. Like, what are you talking about? Like, what's the reality of life? Like, stop playing. Anyway, Ohio.
So, you know, my second question about the video shoot. Like, then after the shoot was over, did anybody smash?
Not. it wasn't like that. It wasn't. I mean, I know how it looked. Everybody comes up to me like, and I'm like, that's how I had to look at it and be like, yes, I look. It looks like, see, y'all keep it so hard. And then after the camera went off, I know y'all got busy because the camera makes you shy. You know what I'm saying? But really, it's like work, man. Like you being there 12 hours and shit. You know, you playing around all day and shit like that. But you know, people flirting all that shit. But after that, you kind of tired. You kind of end up already fucking with somebody that's near the set anyway. So. You know what I'm saying? Like it ain't no like, hey, you the one of the girls in the video. Come back with me. You pick one too. You pick one. Then you pick one. Nigga, everybody's sleepy. We finna go to the crib or to the club or to the studio. Like, keep it pushing. Get a number, call back next time. Shit. But right then, people tired. Girls smelling a little, maybe wanting to wash up and shit. Like, nah, you cool. Like, that shit a straight job. To be for real. But, you know, if you want to live some fantasy shit, yeah, well, he got busy all night.
Nah, I don't really think you're going to do that because then that will be like lying on your dick and you seem so honorable
right.
That you're going to tell the truth on Lil KJ. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I ain't play, honestly. No. Not no. Wow. I'll say no before I say yeah, though. I will allow my dick, but it'll be saying that I didn't before it is I did.
Got you.
Like,
so,
I do not know her first.
It said, are you single? What would be the answer to that?
No.
At least you're honest. Thank you for that.
I got to do
what well, my feelings was hurt.
Wow.
Wow.
Because
you said you wasn't
that's,
single.
That's less stress on you. What you talking about?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, hey, I'm not single either, so we'll be good together.
Together, that's reality. Get some reality on. Smash and go.
Meet in the middle. I get what I need. You get what you want. And I'm going to see you later on the flip side. That's I'm a firm believer in that.
No, I won't see me act like you don't know me, dog, because I'm act like I don't know you.
You hear me? Then text me and shit. What you doing later? Where you say y'all staying at? That's 80 miles, but here I come. You need something to eat?
You're going to get the road next to mine. That's what
are you hungry? We're
going to have a joining doors.
Are you hungry?
When are you dropping an album?
Man, that's some stress shit, man. I told you I'm on my Phil Jackson shit for real. We dropped a Lunatic album, though. We already recorded and everything. So we just had to get the paperwork right and all that shit. We just going to do a DVD and give away the music free. We should be doing it around the holidays, though. We thinking about it right now.
When are you coming to Florida?
I need to come to Florida soon. I'll be fucking with that Tampa, though. I'll be fucking with, like, Sarasota, Tampa, Orlando.
I
like that a lot.
There.
I know. Where you live at?
In Panama,
Panama.
City.
And how far is that from one from somewhere else?
6 hours.
From everything?
Mm-hmm. 6 hours from Tampa.
6 hours from Tampa, so that's an hour flight.
Mm-hmm.
Hour flight, like 179, 229.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that number half ounce of weed?
I know, right?
Half ounce of weed, a case of freaky shit.
Work it
I'm
out.
I like how you compare shit to, like, weed, wine. It's so funny.
We wine and women, baby. We wine and women. You remember www.com.
Oh, we my God. We wine and women.com. That's what's up.
Dot com.
Dot
oh,
com.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes, coming is always
equal,
good.
You gotta have coming equal time in between that.
Do you have a preference where you like to come at?
It depends on the person. Probably the ass, the stomach, the face. Shit.
Not the hair.
In the rubber. I ain't gonna mess with you. I ain't gonna fuck your hair up. I'm tight. I'm tight. I got you. Just be still. I got you.
God. Oh, wait a minute. Before, oh, man, I got one more to play. Where the hell did it go? Where is it? Oh, shit.
Falling out of that go. I'm on that out of town marijuana.
Oh, okay. This one is Kiwan, Ali, and Murphy, Side to Side.
Side to Side. Side. That's my shit, too. Throwing wine and women parties. where we getting promoters bring us out and we bring our wine with us and we do like a little wine tasting and we kick it hard, you know what I mean? So it's been going real well. So let us know, man. We working every weekend. I ain't gonna lie to you. So if you know some promoters up there,
yes,
give us a call. 314-583.
Yeah, I'm gonna hit you on the email about that. And Princess Nay, she knows people in Florida as well. And then I already told you, like, I'm so bold, and I'm just gonna tell you what y'all gonna do. Y'all heard it first. This is exclusive. I am making it official. Freaky Moscato is the official alcohol beverage of Chocolate City Radio. So when the Chocolate Wave comes out, riding the Chocolate Wave Volume 1, oh, please trust and believe, y'all are going to see some Freaky Moscato bottles on the mixtape cover. It's going to be somewhere on there. I'm just telling you. I know he's like, no, the hell she did. Yes, I did.
Instead of riding the Chocolate Wave, Chocolate's going to be riding the Freaky Moscato bottle.
Words, son. I'm down with that, son.
Oh, yeah, that might work.
I said, she got a little sexy voice. That's tight.
Yeah, that shit might work. Make a Freaky Moscato dildo. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we was thinking about going to the freaky world with our situation, you know what I'm saying? We was making, you know what I mean, some little toys. How, like, you know, our girls had their little toy parties and all that. We was going to start a little organization, you know what I mean, do some freaky tale shit. I got little books and shit I'm coming out with that go with the wine. While you sitting there drinking your wine, you can read little freaky tales. And we're going to start doing the parties where we do freaky confessions booth, you know what I mean, like Bad Girls Club type shit. You can go in there and, you know, see how you feel and do what you want.
Oh my God, that sounds like a Chalk Mommy video moment. Oh my God, sounds like a moment. You have, like, I don't know how much time you have, but we're getting ready to go to the after show, so it's like whatever. You have some callers that want to talk to you, especially Randy. He's like your biggest fan. Now, I got to give my disclaimer. Like, when I had Freaky Zeke on here, I let his biggest fan come on, and I swear to God, yo, that I thought that nigga was about to suck freaky dick better than I would have. So, like, as soon as I feel there's some thick sucking going on, I'm going to hang up on you. So, like,
yeah, do that.
Yeah. So,
I
Randy,
will. My button work. Call back
Randy,
what you want.
You're on the air.
Oh, what's up? Yo, I ain't going to do
nothing.
But, yo, same lunatics, they the shit now. For real.
Good looking, bro. What's going on with you?
Nothing much, man. Man, it's an honor to be talking to you, though.
Oh, wow.
That's what's up. You too. Where you from, cuz?
From South Carolina.
South Carolina. I fuck South Carolina. North Carolina, South Carolina. I fuck with y'all, man. Bobcats, man. You know we got a little money over there, man.
Uh-huh.
We got to get that shit right. We got to get it right, though. What's going on, man?
Come down here and do a concert.
Man, if you know any promoters or something, tell them to call 314-533-1155 or catch me on Twitter, KeywanSTL, or shit, look in the air, I'll throw up a K or something in the air, man. But we die for coming where we need to come. You know what I'm saying? If you can make something happen, you got some waves, then that's right. Straight
yeah.
up. Open for anything. Almost. I'm down with getting paper, man, for real. I'm down with getting paper, man. And I want to come. I already know we're going to be coming, you know, a little later, but, shit, you can make it happen sooner than later if you got some connects or you, like, got a club you fuck with or whatever. Just hit me on Twitter and shit, KeywanSTL, and then we can talk about it then.
I got
you.
I got one of that freaky. That freaky is good. I already got one.
Oh, for real? You ordered online or something?
Yeah, I ordered it off the website.
All right, man. Good looking, man. I appreciate that, cuz. And shit, tell them how it tastes, man.
Oh, it tastes real good. Y'all ain't get a bottle of that. A few bottles.
Straight up.
How old are you? Have y'all saw he old enough to drink?
No, no. You sound like you're about 10 years old.
No.
How old are you, bro?
21.
All right. He 21.
Yeah, I just turned 21.
Oh, for real?
He barely made the cutoff.
He got it, man. He ready, see it. He ready.
Yeah. He know what it tastes like. That's what's up.
All right, man. Do your thing, man. Check up with us, man. Check on You See Me TV on YouTube and on and check out Murphy Lee You See Me, man. We got a lot of music and shit. So you can catch up with times, man. We got you, bro. Just hold on.
Y'all on Twitter.
You say you follow us on Twitter, on me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. When you get on back on the internet, Q1, you got a hell of tweets. Because I've been tweeting the whole time we've been interviewing.
My bad. I was tripping. I finna get on there now.
Oh, nah. You good. And your songs, like where the links are, or whatever, however you want me to do it, I'll be pushing those, and the songs are gonna stay in the rotation and everything. And you know, everybody that comes on my show, whatever it is you got going on, I will promote it. And then it's like if you have concerts or you got some performances and stuff like that, by all means, get that to me, and you will see it going out on my account several times a day. Because I think you guys did some August 31st, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did, Murph.
I pushed that out for
him. Did the wine and women. I also have my own Earth Wrestling, too.
What?
Yeah, I forgot to tell you.
Oh,
it just came out.
Oh, Airplay.
Came out. Yeah, I got my own Earth Wrestling called Airplay, man. Check out Airplay. A-I-R, play, P-L-A-Y, earthwrestling.com. You can order online, man. It got four different scents, and that shit knock out any smoke smell, black and mild, any type of bad odor. That shit fire. I promise you.
I got to get some of that.
Called
you
Airplay.
Said Airplay?
Airplay. Fragrance. Check us out. We got that green light. We got that red riot. We got that blue chill. And we got that pink sugar.
Oh, wow. I'm pleased.
We on fire.
Right,
we got candles coming
now.
Soon. We got the big bottle coming soon around holidays, maybe. And we got the candles coming around Valentine's. We also got the pink moscato. We got the freaky rosé coming around Valentine's, too. And the freaky vodka coming around Christmas.
What?
Freaky V, baby. Why get drunk when you get freaky?
Oh, my gosh. See, I'm telling you, because I do videos, right? I do all kinds of skits and everything. And I'm telling you, I'm going to be having y'all products in my fucking movies. And with the wine, and then when I do my little toy demonstration and stuff like that, you're going to be like, oh, my God, this chick is crazy as hell. So let me be on Tiny Chat, and I feel like getting straight naked, and I start popping my booty, yeah, and I'll take my little sticky masada break, talking shit, drinking, and then playing with myself. And don't get no freakier than that.
Church.
Yeah, so that's what I will be doing. I can tell you that much right now. I'm like, I am just so honored that you came on the show. I am looking forward to doing like a whole lot of stuff with you. I appreciate you getting on the mixtape, riding the chocolate wave and whatnot. I just got to get you the drop script, and then you got to tell me which song that you want me to play. And DJ Ivita is gonna host it, and the cover picture is gonna be me and Twin Gage. She's a dancer out of Atlanta. We're doing a calendar. I think I'm going to Atlanta in October, and like maybe the 15th, like in the middle of October. I'll find out in a week or so. And when we
my
do
BET
the
Awards
shoot,
is first.
Of October?
Yeah.
Oh, it'll be way after that. But when we do the video, the behind the scenes and stuff like that, trust me, a bottle will be somewhere nearby, because I do be taking product breaks. Like, okay, look, this scene right here was sponsored by Freaky Moscato. Does this mean we're going to get freaky? I might take it and pour a little bit on her nipple, and I might kiss it or some shit like that. But, you know.
That shit go hard, man. I'm going to check your blogs out, cuz.
I go hard in the paint. I go hard in the paint. The one everybody likes right now is when I told you about the dick sucking, and is it wrong to fuck on the first night? And I'm a firm believer that it's not wrong to fuck on the first night. And I don't understand why.
Oh, that means you know how to make good choices quick. That's all.
Yeah. Or I ain't with that 90-day rule. Why the fuck you won't make a motherfucker wait 90 days to fuck you, and then when he do fuck you, your shit fucked up. He gonna be mad as hell. I would be mad.
Man, just listen to this, man. Everybody talking about you don't know a person. You don't know a person. A person don't know themselves. That's why you always can say, damn, I can't believe I did that. Because you only know you more than the next person. So all they get to know somebody, I can go to college for 2 years, or I can go to college for six and get the same amount of credits. It just depends on how you dignify that personality, quick or slow. Like, if you quick on your feet and you know what I'm saying, motherfucker saying, where y'all going? You can leave that. Where y'all going? Why you worried about y'all? Already,
exactly.
I'm gone. You know what I'm saying? It's just all this type of shit. When somebody say, I'm going to keep it real with you, just realize what they said before that wasn't. You know what I mean? So you just got to watch what people say. It's, they say it. They tell on themselves every time. Even the age, people like, I ain't know she was under 18. Like, yes, you did. Look at her tennis shoes. She got tennis shoes on. Like, she got micro braids. And, come on, man. They don't care.
They don't care to after the fact or when it's brought up as an issue, they get called out. I'll just tell you straight up, look, I'm horny. I'm trying to fuck you. I ain't trying to be your girl. None of that shit. Motherfucker, I ain't even really trying to see you tomorrow unless you got some good dick, and then I need it again, I'm going to call you. And I don't get caught up if somebody's going to be like, oh, she's a hoe. You can get called a hoe for anything. You get called a hoe for giving up the pussy. You can get called a hoe for not giving up the pussy. You can be called a hoe for not speaking. In other countries, if you don't give somebody your phone number, they call your name and they slap your ass. So, females, don't get caught up in what a guy thinks about you if you want to give up the ass the first night or whatever it is you want to do. Take control of your own destiny. Do what the fuck you want. Do what the fuck you feel. And as long as it feels good, don't stop. Keep doing it.
Don't stop. Get that money,
That's just me. I sent you all the links. You know what? I sent you the fuck shit. I gotta send you the other one. Yeah, I sent you the freaky shit, so you could see.
I just sent Tommy City the air freshener picture. Yeah.
Oh yeah, please do, because I'm gonna put all of that.
I sent the link, Chocolate City, with the link on there. I mean, with the picture on there.
Oh, you sure did. Okay, I'm going to retweet it. I'm bugging. You got me so crazy that I can't even remember my damn radio site.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what the hell?
Oh, yeah. It's called Chocolate City Radio. What's on your radio site?
ChocolateCityRadio.com. That's it. Oh, let me look at this air freshener. Oh, wait a minute, no, that link that you sent,
yeah, it ain't right.
It's more important than that, yeah.
Tell them to stop that shit. I'll get to you.
Yeah, because that one ain't right either. What the fuck? Hold on. Damn.
I always use the word fuck.
So, is there anything else you want to tell people how they can follow you? I already told females to follow you, to hit that button, and to follow you.
Church, follow me, I'll follow you a little bit. For a certain amount of time. I hate to see you go, love to see you walk away, man, for real. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yes. I'm going to send you an email tonight. And then it'll be, like, very informative with the stuff that I need and what I would like to do. And then, you know, just at your leisure. And then tonight I will go ahead and blog about you. And like I said, the link will go out. You'll see it because it's going to mention you and everything like that. And then What up? Matter of fact, just send me your links and stuff like that now. And then that way I can go ahead and grab them. And if there's a video on YouTube that you want me to display in the blog, just tell me what it is. Or you, oh, matter of fact, just put your YouTube channel in there and I'll just go snatch something. Or you tell me what you want and everybody will see it. Like I said, it'll go out like four, like maybe five, six times a day. It'll be like every 3 hours.
Okay.
It's too many. It's too many maxes in
really
one building.
I appreciate you riding the chocolate wave. You rode it like a surfer.
All right. We got to change that.
What, ride the chocolate wave?
Yeah, it just feels like that's really like if I was anywhere close, if I was two, one more state to the right, I'd be like, no homo. I shouldn't be riding nothing. No, I'm just fucking with you. But
you, when you hit the back, you ride in the back, you ride in the ass. So you know what I'm saying? Depends on
no,
where
you
I'm
ride
standing
when
I'm telling you to ride the chocolate
nah,
wave.
You ride something you that's like that means the booty too big for you. You can't handle it when you ride. That means like you holding on because you're in control. Nah, I do the controlling around here.
Oh, I'm small, so you don't have to worry about that. I'm like one of those, like, oh, let me pick you up. You're so petite, but you have some booty there. Like, I can walk around with you. And that's what people say. When they're like, oh, you're so tiny, I can walk around with you. And that just makes me mad because I'm 5'5", and I'm like 120.
Oh, yeah. I can walk around with you.
You're so silly. Now, just... I see your information, but I don't have your information, so don't worry about that, okay? Because I feel like when you want me to have it, you'll give it to me. So that's I just keep everything on the up and up.
Okay, thanks.
So thank you. Like it's like the after hours, like when people go back and hear it, then they'll hear this part. But as far as like the streaming live, no.
Okay. Like we straight up having a regular conversation. Well, come on in, Herb. Yes, sir. Yeah, I need to come down there though. Fuck with y'all, man. See what's going on, man. Throw a party.
Yeah, I'm actually gonna start talking to some people because a friend of mine has a nightclub, and I just found out, so I need to get with him and see what he's talking about. And then it's this one place where I could get it, no charge or anything like that, but I would have to see what your prices are and stuff like that, and then start talking to people because they be bringing, like, the wrong people down here, like, to me, my hometown is whack. They just need to, like, bring, like, certain people. Throwback classics work. People that have been in the game for a long time in the game and understand the good music.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I believe. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not sure how many concerts y'all did down here because I was not living here for a long time, and then, you know, I was a bad girl. I did 3 years and 8 months, so I never got a chance to see any live concerts or anything like that. And then when I came home, I did the right thing, and then I moved to Fort Lauderdale, and then I came back home in 08 or whatever. And then I guess you could say I started doing what I do now. Let's see, what did I do? I got my start on MySpace, taking pictures of me in boy shorts. Then a photographer was like, oh, I'll take pictures of you. I'm like, I don't model. He's like, but you're, you know, basically he took a chance on me. And it worked out. And then somebody thought I was a dancer. I'm like, I don't dance. And it's like, oh, I'm going to do a video calendar with you. And I'm like, what the hell is that? And it was a video calendar with music and stuff like that. So that went over real well. Then I was like, I think I want to be a porn star. But I couldn't bring myself to do what I see in the movies. That's, to me, it's fake. And then I don't know these people, and I can't just have you fucking up my body. And then when I get older, which I'm older now anyway, I just can't have my shit being, like, to my ankles, or when motherfuckers look at it, it's like it really looked toe up. You know what I mean? So I decided to create my own snack. So basically when I fuck with a dude when we're in a relationship, you know how you always make your little homemade videos or whatever? I decided to take my video and create a buzz. And that's what I did. I made Talk Mommy like that. Then everybody's like, oh, you should do the radio. Actually, Ike that made me do the radio show because I wasn't ready. He was like, hell nah, you got all these damn views and shit. Do the motherfucking show. Matter of fact, you going to do it this Wednesday. Are you serious? And then it's been smooth sailing since. And then I decided to get artists because music and sex go hand in hand. Because a lot of times when you fucking, you playing music.
Well, matter of fact, we need to get with Ike and do the party shit. We need to
do a duet with him?
So we need to do the party.
Right. I mean, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Oh, my fault. In the studio, my bad. I said we need to all do the party.
Oh, yeah, he better, or me and him going to fight. And then you and Murphy can be the referees because I will knock his big ass out. Because he has mad love for you guys, like, for real. Like, when I told him, like, that is just so cool. And then with him being the core DJs, the way that I picked the artist to be on here is, like, every area is represented. So then that way everybody is going to push everything because they're on it. You know what I'm saying? So then that way everybody is creating a buzz all over the United States. And then when
right.
it hits the other countries, then we good.
Right.
I'm smart about how I do things. But I know you're in the studio, and like I said, I'm going to send you an email and everything. And I'll send you my bath. And you can hit me up anytime. And anytime you need something, just let me know, because you can ask Murph. When it comes to the promoting shit, I go hard. You'll be like, damn, yo, this is cool. So as soon as you give me the links to your air freshener and stuff like that, then I'll be pushing that too, and I'll put that on the site as well.
I need your address and shit too, so I can send you some air freshener and some wine.
Okay, I'll put all that in the email, and I'm really, really looking forward to working with you.
All right, you too, Mom.
Okay, you have a good night.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
Good charge.